Deborah's ringing me from St Clair. We've got a police chase and not looking too bright out there. And we'll find out what it's all about in a moment. In fact, Deborah's on the line. Deborah, whereabouts in St Clair, love?
It's on Bennett Road. It's in between Belldale Close and Mudgee Place, exactly halfway in between.
Yep. And what is there a car involved in the accident and a police car?
There is a white Commodore that looks like it's ploughed into the side of a truck, right. A Right Way Express truck. But it looks like what's happened is that the engine has exploded on impact and the actual engine has come out and hit the car that's been parked in someone's driveway. There is literally parts of that car spread right across the road.
Which would indicate that literally, the white Commodore was doing some sort of speed, obviously.
Oh, it has to have been. There's no way it couldn't have been.
Now, are police on the site?
Absolutely. There's heaps of them here. They're actually now sealing it off as a crime scene.
Okay, Deborah. All right. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Thank you. And I'll find out what police are involved because, my young bloke's not working. He's on holidays, but your heart skips a beat when you hear that, and many of his mates are out there as well, so I hope everyone's done well. Now, police have been in contact. There was a chase which was terminated by senior officers. Sometime after that, a vehicle has crashed into a truck on Bennett Road at St Clair. That happened about 25 minutes ago. No further information at this stage. Deborah's back online. An update. Looks like a police dog squad on the scene tracking someone. Is that right, Deb?
Yeah, that's correct. I've seen a guy get out with his German Shepherd dog, one of the police guys with their dogs, going looking, and the polar is down exceptionally low, circling around and around. So it would appear to me, just by observation, that perhaps they're still looking for one of the guys out of the car.
Okay, so
but I don't know that for sure, It's only just by my observation.
No, that's all right. So the suggestion is there's more than one person in the car. If the ambulance...
As far as I'm aware, when I went past, I thought that there was three. Yeah. I thought they got two, but it looks like one of them's at least on the run, I would imagine.
Good on you, Deb. You're doing a good job for us now. Tiff Jenders is out at St Clair, describing the crash scene. I've had a look at pictures, Tiff. This lunatic must have been doing some speed in the Holden Commodore.
Oh, look, the listener was not wrong. This car is a crumpled mess. It is slammed into the front of a Right Way Express truck. Now, the front of that truck is completely dented. The front of the car is crumpled. The wheels are gone. The front windscreen is smashed. And there is an engine on the other side of the road in someone's front yard. It looks as though it's actually landed on the windscreen of another car and is now just resting in front of it. There are pieces of this car everywhere. I can see parts of the engine strewn across the street. It's crazy. And there are a lot of neighbours, a lot of residents out here. They all heard the loud bang and ran outside to see what had happened and have come outside to find tiny pieces of this car all over the road and in their front yards.
Okay, now, this is what police have just given me. They're searching for the driver of that car you're talking about. There was a police chase which was terminated about 10:25 this morning. They attempted to stop the white Holden Commodore, speak to the occupant about the manner he was driving. He failed to stop. The chase was initiated. It was then self-terminated by police because of the alleged excessive speed of the vehicle. Police were flagged down by a member of the public who reported the Holden had collided head-on into a northbound truck on Bennett Road. The male driver of the truck was not injured. The driver of the Holden ran from the scene with police conducting a search of the area. Now, it doesn't say anything about anyone else in the car. Police are continuing their search and looking for a male described as being Caucasian, 183 centimetres tall, dark hair, wearing black unbuttoned shirt and black pants. They're looking for him. All right, Tiff, we'll leave it with you.
Thanks.
Thanks. That's Tiff Jenders, who'll be reporting in 5 minutes from now in the Midday News.